Since the Libyan dictator's death almost 2 weeks ago, there's been no official word on the whereabouts of Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi. Now, after a number of claims about his attempts to escape Libya, the International Criminal Court says it has information that mercenaries may be trying to help him do just that. The court wants to charge Muammar Gaddafi's most high-profile son with war crimes. The chief prosecutor has even suggested that Saif al-Islam could be considering turning himself in. Barbara Miller reports.
The International Criminal Court is trying to starve the man who was thought Gaddafi's likely successor of resources. Personal bank accounts held in London of Saif al-Islam and his father, worth around $50 million, have been frozen. But the court says the family still has access to cash and gold and is still able to hire mercenaries. Chief Prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo.
We are also receiving information that a group of mercenaries may be endeavouring to facilitate Saif al-Islam's escape from Libya. We are calling upon the state to do all they can to disrupt any such operation.
The ICC wants to try Saif al-Islam on charges of crimes against humanity. He's accused of helping his father orchestrate a campaign of murder and persecution against political dissidents and of widespread and systematic attacks against the civilian population. The ICC prosecutor says it appears Saif al-Islam may be weighing up his options.
We have received questions from individuals linked to Saif al-Islam about the legal conditions attaching to his potential surrender to the court.
Dr. Grant Neiman is Associate Dean at Flinders University School of Law and was a trial attorney at the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia. Does he really think Muammar Gaddafi's son would turn himself in?
Well, if you'd asked me this question a couple of weeks ago, I may have said that the chances of it wouldn't be so great. But having seen what happened to Saddam Hussein, they may have a sort of Hobson's choice that it's preferable to go to The Hague, where they will at least get a fair trial. And if all else fails, the worst that would, for them, all else fails for them, the worst that could happen would be that they would receive a custodial sentence. Now, that really depends a bit on whether or not they get to a safe haven state. They may make it to somewhere which would refuse to cooperate with the tribunal, such as Sudan may refuse. So that's a possibility.
The ICC says following Muammar Gaddafi's death, it is now only pursuing Saif al-Islam and Gaddafi's former intelligence chief, Abdullah al-Sanusi. Grant Neiman.
That would be very consistent with the work of the International Tribunal. The International Tribunal is really only equipped to deal with the most serious offenders at the highest level. There may well be lots of other crimes that have been committed, but the approach of the International Tribunal would be to encourage Libya itself and to assist Libya to set up a mechanism where they can try these people themselves.
Two other sons of Muammar Gaddafi, Mutasim and Saif al-Arab, are believed to have been killed. Gaddafi's second wife, two more of his sons and a daughter fled to Algeria. Another son, Sadi Gaddafi, a former professional footballer, has been given refuge in Niger. The whereabouts of yet another son, Khamis, and an adopted son, Milad, is not known.
Barbara Miller.